Hi everyone, welcome to Global Voice. My name is Emily.
My name is Jeff.
And today we will be looking at the article, An Iconic Bottle. So, we'll be talking about this bottle that you may not have thought too much about before, but you've definitely seen at least once. So we'll be talking about the Kikkoman soy sauce bottle. So this is the Japanese soy sauce bottle that has a pretty iconic shape. So it has this clear curved body, this iconic red lid that has a drip resistant spout, and then of course the yellow label that says Kikkoman soy sauce. So it was created by Kenji Ekuan, who was an industrial designer in Japan. So if you haven't heard of it before, industrial design is a whole profession. So it's this profession, this job, where people design products, they design devices, objects, and even services that are used by millions worldwide daily. And so these designers, these industrial designers, they usually focus on things like physical appearance of what they're designing, its functionality, so what it's supposed to do, and does it do it well as if it can be manufactured easily. Because of course, people are needing to use this object, you have to be able to make it, and hopefully make it easily and cheaply. And so they're often, you know, involved with many parts of the development cycle. So they're not just designing it, they're testing it, they're making sure it's really the best thing that it can be. And so all of this eventually creates something that has long-lasting value and a good experience for, you know, the users of this product or the service. And so everything you interact with on a daily basis, someone had to design it. It's the result of a design process. Now, I'm sure some things are better designed than others, but I mean, I don't know, think about a keyboard, think about a speaker, a phone, a pencil. Someone had to design it. It didn't just pop into the world fully formed. And so during the process of design, many decisions are made by the designer and their team, and basically what they want to do is they want to improve your life through a good design. They don't want to design something that doesn't work well or is hard to use. They want to make your life as easy as possible. And so today, like I said, we'll be talking about the Kikkoman soy sauce bottle. So this bottle, it took many years to design, like around 3 years to design, which, you know, it's just one bottle. You would think, oh, that's super easy. Bottles have been around for a long time. Should be easy to design this bottle, but it took a little longer because of basically their goals. And interestingly enough, the design of this bottle kind of follows along with the history of modern Japan. And that's in part because of the background of the designer. So we'll be talking about the early life of the designer Ekuan. So he was born in Tokyo at the end of the 1920s, and he moved to Hawaii when he was 1 year old, and his father was a Buddhist missionary there. And so they eventually returned to Japan when he was 7, and he grew up the rest of his life there. And then something very big happened in his life and the history of Japan. So, of course, in 1945, there was the end of World War II when there was the dropping of the atomic bombs. And so one of the bombs was dropped on his hometown of Hiroshima, and his sister died, unfortunately, and then his father died a year later due to radiation sickness from the bomb. And so this, of course, really impacted him, and it changed him in a very profound way. And so he actually witnessed the bomb. He was, like, on a train that was taking him home from the school that he was boarding at. And so he severely affected by this, and it said he said in an interview with the New York Times that it inspired him to become a maker of things and to contribute to kind of like human culture as a whole. So he saw this really big, you know, destruction, and it impacted him on a personal level with the deaths in his family. And so instead of becoming, you know, maybe bitter or depressed, he decided that he wanted to kind of contribute to the world and contribute to human life in particular. And so he initially started out to become a Buddhist monk, like his father was, but he, you know, was also impacted by these, like, American aesthetics that were around him, since there were these American soldiers still stationed in Japan. And it was very different from what he was used to in Japanese culture. They had a very different aesthetic. They had, like, these interesting uniforms, their cars were different, they had, you know, different newspapers, cartoons, everything. And so he was interested in these designs. And so this kind of inspired him to eventually go to design school, because he wanted to combine kind of classic ideas of Japanese images with this modern Western culture he'd also witnessed. He wanted to kind of create the new modern Japanese aesthetic through combining these two areas. And so that's what we'll focus on in the first half of the article. And then in the next half, we'll look at the process that he went through to design this now iconic soy sauce bottle. He wanted to make something that could be easily fit into just like a family's life, as well as, you know, something that embodied the aesthetics of Japanese culture. And over years of experimenting and over 100 designs, he and his team eventually came up with the right design. So, are you familiar with this bottle?
I've seen it before. It seems like they sell it pretty much anywhere. If you go to a supermarket, you can find it. I saw the name and the name of the brand, and I kind of immediately, I think the bottle came to mind, and I looked it up and saw that, yes, this is a bottle that I'm familiar with. I don't know if I've ever bought it before. I go to the store and I buy soy sauce, and there's so many different brands and types that I'm not, and it all kind of tastes the same to me, so I just kind of pick one. I haven't tried this, I haven't bought this one, but I am familiar with the bottle, and it's a nice bottle.
Yeah, it's a pretty clever design. Like, it was the first one to be designed to be kind of, like, dripless. Because, you know, if you have to take off the lid, or if you have to do something else, then oftentimes, like, the soy sauce would drip all over the bottle and your table. But he figured out a design so that it wouldn't be dripping all over. Yeah, I think it's, like, a pretty, yeah, pretty well-known design. When I heard about this, I was like, oh yeah, of course, I think of Kikkoman, and I think of that bottle specifically. And I remember growing up, that's the bottle that we had in our fridge. I can see it, you know, right now. I can see our fridge growing up and the little red-capped bottle sitting right there on the shelf. So I think a lot of people can associate that with, you know, just part of daily life, one of the sauces or condiments you use with everyday cooking. And that was kind of his goal, you know, like, to bring this really easy but well-designed bottle into people's lives. And so, like, I haven't ever thought too much about industrial design, have you?
Not really. I mean, like, every once in a while you'll see something and you'll be like, oh, hey, that's a cool design. But as you were talking about earlier, everything is designed, but nothing just kind of just comes together automatically. Somebody has to make decisions about exactly how something is shaped and how it looks. But for the most part, like most people, I don't really think about it too much I just kind of blends in into the background. Don't think about it. But every once in a while, there might be something that I look at and think, "Hey, this is unique or special." But for the most part, no, not really.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the job of an industrial designer, right? Like, they don't want you to think too hard about what they've made. Because if you are thinking about it, then probably most likely you're thinking, oh, this isn't working very well. Who the heck designed this thing if it just isn't very convenient? I think it would be kind of an interesting job, an interesting process to have to go through. Like, if you're designing a keyboard or something, like, all the different steps that go into that. It's not really a job people teach you about in school, but somebody has to design the things that we use. So let's take a look at the first half of our article, An Iconic Bottle.